So what can you do to make your partner better? How can you help your partner? Understand that your partner, like I said before, is likely really poor at expressing themselves. They're not good at it. It's not something that was encouraged in the Island family. Try to make statements that imply that you know who they really are. And these statements, of course, shouldn't be negative. Statements like, I know you want your alone time right now. I can see it in your face. Or, I can tell this is getting too much for you right now. I can see that. Or, I know I'm intruding on you right now, but, and then you continue to do what you need to do. Just acknowledging the internal world of your island partner is a relief to them and lets them know that you're a friendly. Maybe it's the first time they've had anybody that really understood them and didn't misappraise their intentions as evil. Understanding that they have this need for distance reduces the shame they feel for having to need it. And that actually creates an opposite response many times when partners with islands who give them this understanding and lead with this understanding, I know who you are, I know what you're like, and I chose you and I love you for it, this whole distancing reflex begins to ease up. Learn how to do commands. Commands are very important, not just for animals and kids, but for adults. We all do well sometimes with commands. More words don't necessarily do better. In fact, when you're under stress, when your children are under stress, when your partner is under stress, the more words you use, the more stress you cause. Words are not your friend during times of distress. You want to keep them very, very brief. What else can make them better? Try to give your island partner warning signs that you want them to switch their activity. And you might do this as you would do with a kid. You know, you have 15 minutes to finish that up and then we've got to go. Now you have 10 minutes to finish that up and we got to go. 5 minutes, we got to go. And then we got to go. Shut it down. Expect your partner to say no a lot or act like they don't want to do something when they said they would do it. It's not uncommon for islands to even make their own plans and not want to do them when the time comes because they've changed their mood, they've changed their feeling. Plus, the idea for an island of having to do anything that doesn't feel right at the moment kind of feeds into that sense of being forced. It's a demand. I have to do this for someone else. It's not for me. And so it's frustrating for them. It's frustrating for you. But understand that many times that'll happen. Assume your partner will miss you when you are away and continue to frame it as such. A lot of partners who have islands as their partners assume because the island seems okay alone, doesn't seem like they miss anybody, doesn't seem very happy to see them on reunion, doesn't seem sad on separation. The reason you need to assume your partner will miss you and probably won't do very well without you is because that idea is not in the island's head. Understand your partner's need for distance and don't shame them for it. That's probably the key to the island, is the amount of shame he or she feels about their need to protect themselves, their need for distance, their fear of dependency, their fear of neediness. All of that you can count on is true about your island partner. And if you understand that, you can help them with it because you're together, hopefully, to help each other not to make things worse, not to redo your childhood, but to actually fix it in some way. And the way you can fix it with your island partner is to just understand who they are and that they're reacting in an automatic way as you are, that they don't understand themselves